The Gemara Makis, Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph says, Omar Rav, the Amar Rav tells us, Mistafino mehaikro, he's afraid of a certain posik. Vavadtem bagoyim, this posik is in Parshas Bukhoisai, in the middle of the Klola. It says that Avadtem bagoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lead to a matziv, but Klal Yisrael is going to be lost among the goyim. So he's afraid. Klal Yisrael, the posik's magdas, Klal Yisrael will be in a matziv, will be lost. Maskif lor apapa. A papa takes issue with Rav's fear. Dilma kaveda mispakeshes. Who says it's tam aveda? Maybe it's like aveda that's mispakeshes. The Hainu that the bailam of the aveda is searching after the aveda. To mean it's not totally lost. Tichziv, where does it say there's an idea of aveda mispakeshes? Teisi kese oived bakesh avdecha. It's a posik, it's the last posik in the biggest parak, the biggest capital of Tilim, Kufyutes. David HaMelech says, "Te'isi k'se'o oyved b'keish avdecha ki mitzvaysecha lo yishachochti." It's a matziv that David HaMelech is mitar himself, representing Klal Yisrael, k'se'o oyved, I was like a lost, straying sheep, straying se. B'keish avdecha. However, David HaMelech in the middle recognized b'keish avdecha, that there's still a kesher, the Ibishte is being committed by Vakesh. He was asking and concentrating on the fact that the Ibishte was committed by Vakesh as avdecha. So we see in this Gemara that there's two matzovim, two situations of an aveda. There's an aveda that's totally lost, and there's an aveda of mispakeshes. And anuchoma is in the maskef of Rapapa that as Hashem Klal Yisrael will be zoiche to be a matzav aveda mispakeshes, an aveda that's not totally lost. So this perhaps is from the Iker. Avoid this that's mutl upon us during the day of Tisha B'Av, during this time, this tkufa of Yimei Bein HaMetzarim, to be able to be not in a matzav of an aveda stam, an aveda that's ovud legamri, rather an aveda mispakeshes. In Koheles, in Perek Gimel, Shlomo HaMelech says, famous part of Koheles, lakol zman ve'ez, lakol chefetz tachas shamayim. There are different tkufas, there are different separate type of tkufas in this world. And everything has its time and place, every situation. And one of the two matzovim, his mitayer is eis levakesh ve'eis la'abed. Eis levakesh ve'eis la'abed. And Rashi says it's referring to these two. The Meforshim and Rashi say it's referring to these two matzovim. Eis la'abed is this posik v'avadetem begoyim. But eis levakesh, Rashi actually brings a different posik in Yecheskel. But it's another posik that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually search us out. It's going to be eis levakesh. If we are able to identify and raise ourselves up to the matzav of aveda mispakeshes, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually be mavakesh us. In the Alishor, he points out in a different place that in the pasuk of Tisi Kaseh Oyved Bakesh Avdecha, it sounds like David HaMelech in his life, he had two tkufets itself. There was a certain time, Tisi Kaseh Oyved, where he felt totally strayed. He was totally lost. But then he says, Bakesh Avdecha. We have to try to come to Bakesh Avdecha. We have to try to come to Aveda Mispakeshes. Say over. It's niflit to say over Mashoah. The Mashoah over here in Makis, Daf Chav Dalet, he says, Avart, he says it is Avdecha Tzachus. But he says, perhaps I'll base this Gemara in Makis. This is the Pshat. In a very well known Gemara, we all know this from our youth in Eilu Metzias. And we learned Eilu Metzias as a young kid. The Gemara in Eilu Metzias, some Baba Kama says, that there are two words in the Torah that are shver, that are apparently not necessary. Chamor le Rabbi Yehuda, chamor de bor, chamor that's written in the parish of Bor and Baba Kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is kasha. Vise le kuli alma is kasha. Vise that's written in the parish of Ashoves Aveda, kiseitse, le kuli alma is shver. The Hainu, there's not, apparently it's extra, there's nothing what to do with it. Says the Marsha, Adar Chatzachas, he says that could be the Shana Pidus Gemara. It seems like it's for no reason, but really it's coming to Meramis, to this Gemara of Ta'isi Kaseh Oyved Bakesh Avdecha. There's another type of Aveda. There's an Aveda which seems to be lost. Klal Yisrael is a Seh, or Marshal says, Seh Bzura, the Marshal of the says, Klal Yisrael is one Seh among Shivim Zevim, among the Umas Oilam. There is Seh, it seems to be Aveda, but no, there's a different type of Aveda. There's an Aveda, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Seh. It's an Avedim Spakesh, it's not Ovud. I'm going to add on a little bit that this defies the halachas of regular avedas in the sugyas of a mitziah. In that mission over there in the Chav Zayin, where this Gemara is quoted, Gemara says that tonight you only have to do hashavas aveda on aveda sheyesh le'toivim, which means that the Bailim is demanding it. In other places about mitziah mavur, if time has passed, if there's a simen, something is rusty, there's mold growing on something, a moss growing on something, it shows that time has passed. In one place in Rashi, it sounds like 12 months have passed. You could assume that the Bailim are not searching afterwards. There's a disconnect between the Bailim and the Chayfetz, and it does not require an Ashavas Aveda. And the Hainu, it's Avud Lagamri. It's lost forever. The Bailim loses his ownership. Ziyush, the Bailim loses his ownership. Klal Yisrael apparently, the Chayra, should be in that category where Gol is for years and years, thousands of years. It's way over 12 months. This rust that's grown in Klal Yisrael, there's many marks that show how old it is, how Mususyashin. And according to the regular rules of Aveda, it should be lost. But this is what the Marashah is saying. Seh, the Seh, that's Kosha L'Kuli Alma, the Seh in the Parasha Aveda, we are that Seh, defies the regular rules. Bakesh Avdecha, we are not lost. Even after years and years of Golos. But what's this Talion? And this is the bigger point we have to we want to speak about. What's this Talion? It's Talion HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, it's Talion Dovid HaMelech. It's Talion Klal Yisrael. It's Talion Klal Yisrael. We have to discern that we are not a totally lost nation. And this, I think, is one of the ways to be Magdar Avoida. Many times when a matzah, we're totally lost. We don't see any connection to our Bailim. It's hopeless. And there's a time where we realize, no, there's an Aveda and there's a connection. There's a Bikush. Bikush means that there's an active search. The Bailim is searching out. The Eibishter is searching out for us. We're on the way back. There's a connection and we're on the way back. What's the deciding factor? Perhaps the deciding factor is the recognition of being in Galus. Tisha B'Av is Avelus. We sit on the floor and we focus on loss. Many of us, it's a little bit in the kinnis, today it's become very popular, many of us feel very far. And we search for all kinds of ways to attach ourselves to the feelings of Galus, the feeling of Churban HaBayis. The current events are very available. And there are many simonim that we've experienced specifically in the past few years that remind us what it means to be Seb Pizura, Meib Kala Amin, what it means to be out of place, what it means to be not comfortable, which is really what Avelis is about. Avelis is that you lost the center part of your life. But the truth is, I think, and this is something for us to work on, is that many of us, we use the Tsaros, the terrible tragedies that Klaus has gone through in these past 2 years, we use the Tsaros as a Siba, not a Simen. If we search deeper than ourselves, we realize that many of us, the Tsaros bother us because they exist. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take off the Tsaros, we'd still feel uncomfortable, we'd still feel misplaced. If we be honest with ourselves, we'll see that no. When the bombing stops, when the traffic, to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael, to visit our kids, to go back and forth easier, in the beginning of this month, if that would all stop, if the hostages would be freed, it wouldn't be a Tzara G'dayla for us. It wouldn't be so bad. We'd be okay. We're using these common tzaras, these tzaras which are an outgrowth of the Golos, but we're using them as a Siba. They're the Siba of our Avelis, and that's not the Siba of Avelis, they're a Simen of our Avelis. You know, in the Beis Medrash, we clear something a Simen or a Siba. We have to use the tzaras that we're experiencing as a simen. What does that mean, they're a simen? They're a simen. They're an outgrowth of something much deeper. Why is all this happening? It's not the tzaras themselves. It's because Klal Yisrael is missing something at their core. We're missing a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're missing there being a house here where we have an open relationship where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is placed in the center of our lives. The fact that this is the Tratlin, this is where we're all headed to, Dvar Hashem, that this should be the center, the nucleus of a life, we're missing that. That is the reason why all the tzaras were happening. That's the Siba of it all. We have to get back to that. We have to use it as a simon to the real Siba. That's perhaps what it means, and we realize we'll become an Aveda, a full Aveda, that's not totally an Aveda Mispakeshes. When it sets on us, when we internalize, we take our time to realize that we have to become more Beis Hamikdash Tikkun Yidden. I mentioned one idea. When it's the sugya of Iker V'Tofel, where is a value system in life? Our value system is totally misproportioned, is totally contorted, distorted. Torah and Ruchnius, at the end of the day, it's always second rate, third rate. We have to work on it to try to also care about the Churban, to also care about Torah. When Torah, when Kirvas Hashem, when Tefillah would be the first thing on our list, the most important thing, when we make our vacation schedule, the first thing would be in place, the first thing that would be in place, you find that, is there a good makom to learn for us, for our children? Is there a proper place to daven 3 times a day with a minyan, like a mensch? And everything else would revolve around that. That is a Beis HaMikdash person. What is the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is that in the centerpiece of this world stands a place which is the Eibush, that belongs to the Eibush, and everything revolves around that. That's the nucleus of our lives. When we internalize how much we taka are misplaced, we're in place, when we chap how much we're an Aveda, that's when we start to be an Aveda mispakeshes. That's when we start to zone in on Bakesh Avdecha. This is our Avoida. Te'isi ke'se'oivin Bakesh Avdecha. Ki mitzvaysech, at the end of the pasuk, mitzvaysech lo shachachti. When the mitzvahs are the ikar of our life, when Ratzon Hashem, when we become more Beis HaMikdash like a people, when we start really becoming more uncomfortable with life without the Beis HaMikdash, lav dafka the tzaras also are terrible for us. We can use that to spur our feeling of lack and feeling of loss. But when we have that, and we zone in on that, and we come to identify with the Bakesh Avdecha, feel an Aveda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is searching for us, then we're taka muftach. We're muftach, that is Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mekab kibetzten mikol ha'amim. He's going to be meishav us, like Ashav as Aveda. He's going to bring himself, the Bailim is going to come together as Aveda. Because of Mamish, which will be zoyche, to be Hushav, Shavu Bonim, Ligvulav.